One of the nice parts about being in Eretz Yisrael is you get to perform a mitzvah on a daily basis that you only perform a couple times a year. And that's the mitzvah of Nesias Kapayim, of Dochening. And notice I called it a mitzvah that everyone performs, not just Kohanim or Levim. We'll talk about that in a moment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avraham Avinu that you will be Vehei Bracha. Chazal tell us that until now HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivered brachos. But now Hashem gives Avram and Am Yisrael the ability to deliver brachos, to be the source of bracha, to be the source of prosperity. But in a very literal sense, the Kohanim are the Samur Shmiel B'nei Yisrael V'ani Avarachim. They'll be Mekayim Haftacha to Avram by delivering a bracha with the Shem Hashem. And every day in the Beis HaMikdash, see, one of the great highlights of the Beis HaMikdash, you got to hear the Shem HaMifarash, which you heard on Yom Kippur 10 times in your 10 Shtachavos. But on a daily basis, in the car, when we're building, so you hear the actual Shem HaMifarash of Hashem. We're not allowed to say the Shem HaMifarash. We don't know the Shem HaMifarash. So this is not just a way to deliver brachos, it's also a way to commemorate, to remember that we used to go to the Beis HaMikdash and hear the Shem Hashem. Now, from the Gemara of Suvos, it sounds like the mitzvah of Dochening is not just a mitzvah for Kohanim. It's not just a mitzvah for Kohanim, but there's also a part of the mitzvah is for non-Kohanim as well. So I'm going to discuss today the aspects of the mitzvah for non-Kohanim, because obviously the aspects of the mitzvah for Kohanim, they're endless and not enough time. The Gemara sounds like that even people who are not Kohanim are part of the mitzvah. So how are people that are not Kohanim part of the mitzvah? They have to be Mekabel B'Bracha. If by the Mekabel B'Bracha, we are also participating in the mitzvah. So how are we Mekabel the bracha of the Kohanim? So there are a couple of halachas about being Mekabel. The most important part is you should be standing in front of the Kohanim, not behind them. If it's a Shas at Chag, which is really difficult, you could be standing to the side of them, but certainly not behind them. Obviously, if you're davening in a shul in which is literally no room, and by trying to put yourself in front of the Kohen will create a stampede, then it's called an anus. And if you're an anus, and even if you're behind the Kohanim, you're yotzei. But generally, in our shuls, there's enough room. So if your seat happens to be, let's say, on the side of the place of the Kohanim Dochan, or behind, you should try to move forward and stand in front of the Kohanim. Thus, Allah, you shouldn't look at the Kohanim. Why shouldn't you look at the Kohanim? So the Gemara says you shouldn't look at the Kohanim because by mentioning Shem on the forest, there's Shechina that's being delivered. We no longer have that Shechina because we don't say the Shem on the forest. For us, the primary reason we don't look at the Kohanim is not to distract them. If the Kohanim are giving you a bracha and they see you looking at them, it's going to be hard for them to have proper kavanos. So we close our eyes, and not only that, you try to put your head down, so you put a talus over their head, not to distract. And of course, it's also a zikaron for, in the days of the Beis HaMikdash, we couldn't look at the hands of the Kohen. But today, we don't say the Shem HaMafarash, so that time is less important. Of course, we're not Mesiach Das. We don't learn during Brichas Kohanim. We don't talk during Brichas Kohanim. We answer Amen during Brichas Kohanim, which means we accept the Bracha. And this is the source of Halacha that you see some people that are very makbid to give a Yashar Koach to each Kohen, as many as they can, again, without acting irregularly, because by giving a Yashar Koach to Kohanim, you're Mekabel the Bracha. You show that you bring Mekabel the Bracha. Now, what happened in Chutz Laaretz? Why all of a sudden did this Halacha of having Nesias Kapayim on a daily basis, why did it stop? Which is interesting. How do you explain the situation where halacha, a mitzvah min haTorah, all of a sudden ends? So there are different svaras that are given as to why the minhag in Chutz Laaretz was not to have, as most of you, only on Yom Tov. Some did it on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Svardim do it every day. They still kept halacha in Shulchan Aruch. The two basic reasons, many reasons, are as follows. The Rama says that since we were in Galus, and Galus was so difficult, there was so much suffering, so you can't be in Osei Kapayim unless you're in a state of Simcha. So being that there was so much trouble and so much persecution, they felt that you're not in a state of Simcha, maybe you can't have proper Kavanos when you're not in a state of Simcha. So only on Yom Tov, or for some for Shabbos in Yom Tov, the minhag is only on Yom Tov when you're in a higher state of Simcha. The Beis Ephraim, which is Ephraim Zalman Margolis, who lived in the end of the 18th century, the beginning of the 19th century, wrote the Sefer Shut Beis Ephraim, Shalos Tshuvos. He wrote the Sefer Mate Ephraim, which we use during Elul to help us with our tefillos and sleepos, many people. So he says one of the reasons that we no longer dochen in Chutz Laaretz is because we lost the two types of Kohanim. There's a Kohen. Most people in this room are Kohanim, not because they can trace themselves back to Kohanim. That'd be called a Kohen Yuchas. You know that you're a Kohen because you can trace your lineage. Today, most of the Kohanim we have today, with rare exceptions, are what we call a Kohen Chazak or a Kohen Muchzak. His family were like Kohanim for the last couple of generations, so We just assume they're a Kohen. So the Beis Ephraim says that we don't really have Kohen Meyuchas, which is interesting because he wrote a paper, the Beis Ephraim, in which he traced himself back to Rashi and all the way back to Beis David, the Rebbeinu Tam back to Beis David. So he really was a Meyuchas. It was Ephraim Zalman Margolis. But today, most of our Kohenim are not Meyuchasim, so therefore that's why in Chutz Laaretz the Minog fell out of popularity, which doesn't fully explain why in Eretz Yisrael the Minog is. But in Eretz Yisrael the Minog remains, except for some places up in the north, some people had a Minog not to do Duchenim. One final issue is that I mentioned before that even non-Kohenim are part of the Mitzvah of the Kabbal the Bracha, but of course it's an Isser for someone who's not a Kohen to actually do a Birchas Kohenim. You Mekabel the Bracha, you stand in front of the Kohenim, you don't distract them. So the question is raised by the Bir Halacha, are you allowed to give a bracha, let's say Friday night, to your children, and to say Yivarachacha Hashem B'Yishmerecha? Wouldn't that be a violation of a czar, a non-Kohen? Is that a problem? But what happened if you're a czar? Are you allowed to? So the Bir Halacha, Mishabori, asked that question. In fact, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon are very machbid not to raise their hands. So if you give a bracha to someone on Friday night, you just go over and hold them on the shoulder, or you say Yivarachacha Hashem B'Yishmerecha. But the reason that some people are mekil is either because you're not stretching your hands in the classic way with your fingers spread, or another svar the Bir Halacha claims is that it's not in the middle of tefillah. Since Rabbanan and Misakin, even though the mitzvah of the Nesias Kafayim is not a mitzvah of tefillah, tefillah is mitzvah Rabbanan. The mitzvah of the Nesias Kafayim is deraisa. So the mitzvah of deraisa has nothing to do with tefillah. It's a halacha nevod in the Beis Hamikdash. But since Rabbanan and Misakin is part of tefillah, if you can get a bracha outside of tefillah, it's not considered Nesias Kafayim, and therefore you're not over the Isser. But some people are mocking not to raise two hands or put their two hands up when they give the bracha, so it's not to violate the Isser. Have a good day, everyone. Same as...